This is a health warning from Dr. Approved Medical, America's trusted resource for back braces. If you're 65 or older and suffering from back pain, you may qualify to receive an advanced pain-relieving back brace at little or no cost to you. Many people are now using our pain-relieving back brace as an alternative to surgery or harmful medications and experience pain relief that they haven't felt in years. Don't let your back pain turn into something worse. Remember, if you qualify for no money out of pocket, there's nothing to lose and only real pain relief to gain. Our friendly team of experts will handle all paperwork and will deliver it for free. 800-507-1148. Your pain-relieving back brace may be covered by Medicare at little or no cost to you. Call our hotline now and get free shipping, plus a complimentary, easy-to-use pedometer. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. 800-507-1148. Little to no cost with full insurance payment, copay, and deductible. Supply promo subject to qualification while supplies last.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America. This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Welcome in, people all across the globe. It is the weekend recap. I'm Andy Dorf, and it is Sports Overnight America. Unbelievable week, as it always is in the sports world. Craziness happens each and every single day. We got blessed with a great Game 3 between the Toronto Raptors and the Milwaukee Bucks. What a game. What a ball game, man. Double overtime. Milwaukee struggled the whole night. Toronto makes this thing a series. At the end of the day, that's what I want, people. I want good basketball games. I want competitive games. But man, oh man, Milwaukee was off. And I think the encouraging thing is the fact that they were so off. I think the starters were something like 19 for 67. 19 for 69, 27%, something like that. Not going to win many ball games when your starters are struggling that badly. Sorry, man. Just doesn't happen. Eric Bledsoe, where has the guy been? Where has that guy been? Chris Middleton, where have you been? A lot of guys haven't shown up. Really haven't shown up. So, 2-1 now. Toronto made this thing somewhat interesting. We'll see what happens on Tuesday night. You have the Golden State Warriors with their commanding lead. Now up 3-0, looking to close things out game 4. That'll be happening on Monday night. So I look forward to seeing if Portland has anything left in the tank, man. CJ McCollum and Damian Lillard have been just flat out balling so hard, man. Do they have anything left in the tank to get them to a game 5? All right, I got to take a quick pause for the cause. We're going to talk about the NBA playoffs for sure, NHL playoffs. We'll get it all in. Brooks Koepka, you name it, I got you covered. I'm Andy Dorf. It's the Weekend Recap, and this is Sports Overnight America.
You manscape, right? You know, tidy up below the belt? Trim the Yeti? Every guy knows the tree stands taller when the shrubs are trimmed. And 9 out of 10 women said that they prefer their men manscaped. But you gotta use the right tools for the jewels, or you look like you clear-cut the forest with a machete. And nicks and cuts are the last thing the twins down south need. Pop over to my buds at manscaped.com and check out their Perfect Package 2.0 featuring the lawnmower, which is the perfect tool for below-the-waist grooming. And it's rechargeable and waterproof, so you can use it in the shower. Manscaped invented skin-safe technology that won't nick or snag Mars or Uranus, which hurts like the Dickens when Jupiter ascends. Order your Perfect Package 2.0 featuring all the right tools for the jewels and get 20% off plus free shipping and a free travel bag. Pop over to manscaped.com and enter promo code USA for 20% off plus free shipping and a free travel bag. Manscaped.com, promo code USA. That's manscaped.com. Promo code USA.
Remember in the beginning, when you first started to build a life for you and your family, you never imagined it would come to this. Instead of living your dreams, you're living with debt. In fact, it's smothering you. Now there's a way you can take back control with one simple call. If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you qualify to receive a free, no-obligation consultation on how to get rid of that debt for good. Call the Debt Helpline now. We work on your behalf to reduce your debt. We specialize in credit cards, retail store cards, and medical bills. One simple call is all it takes to get the ball rolling to a debt-free life. Stop living with debt and start living your dreams. Call the Debt Helpline now.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063. That's 800-957-6063.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Only 6 minutes of Tristan Thompson tonight as well. Oh, George Hill met by Valanciunas. Valanciunas would have none of it. Under a minute left. Lowry drives in. Oh, it goes down. Kyle Lowry. A chance at a three.
It's the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf on Sports Overnight America.
Leonard. Oh, that is a man's jam. Kawhi Leonard to the rack.
All right, everybody, welcome back in. Weekend Recap, Sports Overnight America. I'm Andy Dorf. Get at me. Let's talk about it, man. What did you see this week? 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on Twitter, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. Check out my website, too, dorfonsportsradio.com. I am going to get into the basketball, but I do want to talk PGA Championship for a moment here. Brooks Koepka goes back-to-back at the PGA Championship. I think it's the first time in like 35 years that it's been done. This guy almost gave it away. So I'm going to give him a lot of credit, but I'm also going to say I think when reporters ask you questions about whether or not you're going to win a tournament on Saturday and you've got a 7-shot lead, I understand being confident. I understand being calm, cool, and collected. And he's all of those. But I think when reporters ask you a question about whether or not you think you're going to win the tournament and you've got a 7-shot lead, I personally think the best thing that you can do is be humble and say, look, I've got one more round of golf to play. I've got to go out there and give it my best effort. All the right things to say, unfortunately. Instead, here's what happened. Hey, Brooks, do you think you're going to go out there and win? Yes. Boom. Holy, you know what? But wow, you get what I'm saying? Like, dude, I get you're confident, and dude, I get that you're on top of the golf world right now. But be humble. Otherwise, you could blow it, man. And look, this thing got real interesting. Dustin Johnson actually came out and fired. He was playing well until he took that late bogey. And then ultimately, that's what hurt him big time. Couldn't keep the pressure on Brooks. And then Brooks had, you know, a couple strokes to spare. Winds up walking away with a two-shot win. But I don't want to take anything away from the cat. It's impressive what he's done. And the way that he played those first three rounds, the guy was due. The guy was due to kind of not play so well. And it was really tough conditions, too. Let's not forget about that. Ultimately, though, what a great effort. First wire-to-wire winner in like 35 years, like I said. Pretty cool stuff. Tiger Woods, somewhat disappointing. He hasn't played in like a month. Ever since the Masters victory, which, by the way, Brooks Koepka was right there, too, in that one. My, oh, my. Just think about that. What if? Like, what if Brooks Koepka would have won the Masters and then, bam, follows it up with the PGA Championship? So, anyways, I mean, just good stuff from the guy. Good stuff. But I think you go about your business and you handle it a little differently when reporters have microphones in your mouth and they're asking you questions about, do you think you can win? Or and my producer argues with me. He says, nah, be overconfident. I'm telling you, man, it almost came to bit the dude in the butt. So, and again, that's not necessarily – the fact that he went out there and said, oh, yeah, I'm going to win. It's just conditions were tough. The guy had things going so well for three rounds. I mean, this sounds cliche, but it's true. But it's par for the course, man. It's par for the course that potentially dude might have a bad round. And maybe somebody else goes out and fires. Nobody really fired, but it got interesting because Brooks almost let it get away. But it was fun. Made for a little bit of excitement. Because ultimately, I didn't think there was much drama. I figured everybody's playing for second place. Because he had a 7-shot lead. And the guy's been playing so well. So you can't anticipate or expect him to struggle the way that he did. But he did. It happens. Show that he's human. 1-800-878-7529. Hit me up on the Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out the website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. In case you didn't know, NHL hockey is going on. The Bruins, obviously waiting in the wings, just chilling. And I'll tell you what, this Sharks Blues series has just been absolutely bizarre. So bizarre. Like, the Sharks came out and punched him in the mouth early in the series, and then the Blues have definitely responded. And they responded in a major way in Game 5, by the way. 5-0. 5-0. First period, it was 1-0 after that one. And then the floodgates kind of opened up a little bit as the Blues were able to put two in the second and two in the third. And they held the Sharks to no goals. So they got a shot now. They're going back home, going to St. Louis with an opportunity to close this thing out. I got to think that, you know what? You make the most of this opportunity. I love game sevens. Don't get me wrong. I love them. But if you're St. Louis, you need to go to your home ice in game six. You need to take care of business. You need to get this thing done. And you do not want to give the Sharks any glimmer of hope. And you definitely don't want this thing going back to San Jose. Like, no way. You do not want this thing going back to San Jose. I'm sorry. So do whatever you can to figure out a way to get game six at home on your ice. And then you got an opportunity to go play the Stanley Cup against the Boston Bruins, who have been chilling now for a couple days because they were able to take care of Carolina in four straight games. Made quick work of them, man. Made some seriously quick work of them. And Carolina came into that thing rolling. Playoffs are crazy, man. But St. Louis is showing me that they want to win this thing. And the Sharks now need to respond. And believe me, man, you lose game five by a score of 5-0, you better show up in game six. You sure as hell better show up in game six, San Jose. And you know what? Sometimes being on the road in that kind of a situation actually takes the pressure off of you a little bit. So I wouldn't be surprised to see them respond in a major, major way. But I'll tell you what, it's going to be hard. It's going to be real, real hard to take one against St. Louis in their house in a closeout situation in a game six with an opportunity to play for the Stanley Cup Finals. I'm sorry, man. The stakes are getting high. The stakes are getting high, people. Who wants it more? When it comes to game sixes and game sevens, who the hell wants it more? And I'll tell you what, the Blues made a major statement by getting game five on the road against the San Jose Sharks. All right, everybody, I hear the music. I got to take that quick pause for the cause. I'll be back. I'm going to get back into the NBA, man. We'll talk about that because Golden State, real dominant. They got a shot to close things out. Milwaukee made it interesting now, or Toronto, I should say, made it interesting now, or at least a little bit more interesting. Anyways, I'm Andy Dorf. It's the Weekend Recap, and this is Sports Overnight America. I'll be back, everybody.
Now DeHaan in deep for Svechnikov. Jan Ruda got in the way. Walmart in the slot. Martin, a good stop, and the rebound scores! Andrei Svechnikov in desperation goes down. He gets to it. He'll sweep a little backhander along the ice, and the Canes are off and running.
This is Sports Overnight America, the Weekend Recap with Andy Dorf.
Let's get him. Let's get him hard.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
Where do you want to go on a vacation or honeymoon? The Caribbean, Europe, Hawaii, Mexico? How about Disney or a cruise? At Superior Cruise and Travel, we've got you covered. We'll assign you your own travel concierge. They'll help you design a custom vacation plan that you can't find online. And the service is completely free. You can't compare the value of this to any other online travel company. We can help you plan a custom vacation anywhere in the world. We even offer payment plans with no credit card required. Now you pay off your vacation on your time schedule. Call now and mention the promo code RADIO and save up to $500. Book your custom trip. Call Superior Cruise and Travel now and talk to one of the highest-rated travel agencies in the country with a 5-star A-plus online rating.
800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. 800-570-9631. That's 800-570-9631.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
His way to a double-double. And now it's Horford. Pokes it away from Saric. 3-on-2. Rozier hangs and scores. Timeout, Philly.
With the cry. Stuffs a facial by James Harden going right at Draymond Green. And a lot of chatter out there.
Sixers running Simmons long with Redick in the backcourt. Guy's got it now in Embiid in the middle. He's got a mismatch and he promptly throws it down on the face of Paul Millsap. Joel Embiid, maybe that gets the Sixers going.
When you look over at the Nugget bench, all the Nuggets are looking at one another without saying a word.
And a timeout called by Denver.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
All right, everybody. Welcome back. Andy Dorf, weekend recap style here on Sports Overnight America. Get at me. Let's talk about the week that was. 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit me up on the Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. Great clips of some of the great action that's happened in the NBA postseason 2019. And Game 3 in Toronto was a really entertaining game. They pull it out. They get it done. Double overtime. Crazy game. 118-112 is the final. I'm not quite sure how Milwaukee even got there. But with that being said, they did. They made this thing way more interesting than probably they should have. So I think if you're a Milwaukee Bucks fan, as we all know I am, but I'm also objective about this stuff. They were due for a loss. Like, they've been coasting through the postseason, man. They were 10-1. They had won 6 straight games. Cruising. Every now and then you need that wake-up call. Hopefully this has the same effect as Game 1 against Boston did. Because then they came back and rolled off 4 straight. Which would be real nice to see. You go get Game 4, and then you go back to Milwaukee, Pfizer Center, Game 5, Thursday night. Dorfman is in town, probably be in the house, would love to see a closeout game in Milwaukee for Game 5. Not going to lie. Can't lie, man. Can't lie. But I'm going to go over this real quick, and I know I got Mitch in Santa Monica, and I'm going to jump out to you in just a moment, bro. But I kind of want to set the tone, and I do know where you're going to wind up going with this. So let me kind of just throw things out there. Giannis didn't have a great game. Numbers weren't what they normally are. Rebounds were crazy. 23 total. 7 assists. Those numbers are fantastic. 12 points. 5 of 16. If I'm not mistaken, the starters were 16 of like 69. 27%. Bledsoe and Middleton, a combined 6 of 32. Like, I'm going to get sick to my stomach given the numbers out here. But the facts are the facts. George Hill and Malcolm, the president, Brogdon, carried the Milwaukee Bucks. 20-24 from those guys off the bench. When you get that kind of production from your bench, I think you should win. I mean, you damn near got 50-plus points from your bench. Where the hell were the starters? That's the question. And a lot of minutes logged, too, by the way. Bledsoe shouldn't have been playing much. He should not have been playing much, but he was. And you got to give Bud – I'm only questioning Bud in a sense of way too patient, way too much confidence in that guy. Put his ass on the bench. Put his ass on the bench, man. He didn't earn the right to play in overtime. And then on the other side, you had Leonard and Siakam both logging over 50 minutes. We'll see how that pays off on Tuesday night. Gasol, 45. Everybody's playing a lot of minutes in an overtime game. I get it. All right, let's jump out to the phones, hook up with my man, Mitch in Santa Monica. Mitch, Dorfman, it is the weekend recap. It's Sports Overnight America, bro. It's your world. What's up, man? How you feeling?
Well, I just finished the Game of Thrones finale, so I'm feeling kind of content. Won't do any spoilers for those of you who haven't seen it. My take was going to start off a much different way, but your intro into me has completely changed everything. Dude, you get one wake-up call. You can't get two wake-up calls. I'm sorry. Tonight was, you know, I think you're going to push back. I am good with Coach Bud staying with it. This team is a resilient team. They're going for it. But first of all, they had no business being in this game. They had no business going double for time. But if you do, you got to pull that out. And you're absolutely right. There's no reason why Bledsoe's out there. Where was Ilyasova? I don't understand why he doesn't use him in this game. That guy's been money in the bank, and he plays 13 minutes sporadically throughout the game. It was craziness.
Well, hey, real quick, let me interrupt you real quick. The problem with Ilyasova tonight was he was in foul trouble all night. He had four fouls. He was 1 of 4 from the field goal. He missed from the floor. He missed a bunch of bunnies too. Everybody was missing easy shots, and they just couldn't hit. They literally couldn't hit water if they fell out of a boat tonight, Mitch. Seriously, man, they struggled. And I think the positive that you have to take away is, look, they did force it to double overtime. They were in this game, even though they played as lousy as they did. That to me is definitely encouraging, being a Milwaukee Bucks fan. I don't see them playing two games like this in a row.
Well, of course, because they did do it only except for what once or twice in the season when it didn't matter. So I don't see that at all. But going into this game, this was a confident team. Giannis was completely, you know, confident after game two, knew what they were going to get themselves into. And they fell behind early. And you felt it was kind of like Saturday night, last night, with the Golden State Warriors. Like, okay, they're going to make their charge, and they're going to take their run, and they're going to step on their throats, and they're going to squeeze the Raptors because these guys are playing minutes upon minutes upon minutes, and they're injured. I mean, we saw that early, you know, Kawhi got some sort of leg thing going on, and they would take advantage of it because the Bucks arguably have potentially the best day. And for some reason, it just wasn't really used. Well, actually, it had to be used today because the starters, Giannis, was nowhere to be found. I mean, my dad, we're screaming MVP, and it was terrible, the performance he gave. I mean, I don't get it. Everyone has an off night. But the fact of the matter is, the Bucks should have been blown out by 30 tonight, but they weren't. On an away game, and hung in for two overtimes. So I'm very confident in this team. I'm just unhappy that if you go to double overtime and you have the opportunity, that's when you just start knocking shots. I mean, I just didn't understand why Bledsoe's in there at the end. I mean, the guy was like, he couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. It was terrible. Yeah. I'm confident what's going to go happen. I'm looking forward. You know, I'm actually going to be in Milwaukee. I'm not going to be there for game six. If there's a road game game six, I may go down to Pfizer. I will see the Brewer game. But, you know, the real reason why I was calling you tonight, which I'm sure you haven't touched on,
Brooks
is, by the way, no. How about those Lady Badgers softball winning and going on? I mean, they beat Oklahoma after beating Notre Dame, and they win their championship division, and they're moving on. How about those Lady Badgers softball team? I mean, hey. Brooks Koepka, by the way, he fell off. I mean, if DJ makes a couple of shots, and he posts a 9, Koepka, once again, he falls away. I mean, I was going to call you this morning and say, who's the most dominant right now in their sport? Koepka, the Warriors, or the Bucks? And I was going to say Koepka. Koepka fell apart, the Bucks fell apart, and the Warriors are looking like they're the most dominant in their sport right now.
Yeah, I mean, look, the Warriors played a great game on Saturday. And here's what my take on them, bro, is when KD's on the floor, in a weird way, the ball doesn't move around as well as it does when he's not on the floor. I'm not going to say that they're better without him. I'm just going to say the ball movement is better when he's not on the floor. Steph Curry plays better a little bit. Draymond plays better. Those bench guys have more of a role. It's just a different scenario, man. But look, you got to have
it
every now and then. Adversity makes you better, Mitch. So hopefully Milwaukee rebounds and responds in game four.
Not being perfectly correct. I mean, the thing is that having KD not there actually has exposed for what KD really is and isn't for that team.
Yeah, I mean, good point, man. Sorry, we got to kick you loose, man. A little bit of trouble with your phone, first and foremost, and obviously up against it with a break here. I hear the music behind me. But look, man, that's what I love about sports fans like Mitch, dude. He's passionate. He loves talking sports. He loves his teams. He knows his stuff. Get at me, people. 1-800-878-7529. You can always hit me up on the Twitter. It's Dorf on Sports. Maybe even Dorf Online. You can always check out my website, DorfOnSportsRadio.com. All right, everybody. I'll come back. I'll keep rapping about the sports world. Keep it close. Andy Dorf, weekend recap right here on Sports Overnight America.
Lopez for three. Yes!
Wetzel, great play to take it away from Wilson. Jammer in the counts. On the finish, Wetzel just popped it up there for him. Set that one
this
on the tee.
This is Sports Overnight America.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531. It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
How many of us have looked at our finances and screamed, how can we make this much and still have so much debt? It just creeps up on us, right? Unexpected repairs, replace the washer and dryer, medical bills, and the killer, those insane interest credit cards you had to use to pay for it. Here's a really smart move that could help you get on top of your finances. Get a fixed-rate personal loan at bestegg.com. The rates are great right now. Imagine finally being able to pay down those crazy high credit cards and bills and then bank the money you save each month. Consumers have rated Best Egg 4.8 out of 5 stars on Consumer Affairs because of the super easy online loan app that takes about a minute, with no impact to your credit score. Upon approval, funds can be deposited in as little as one business day. Get your bills under control, bank what you save, and take control of your finances with a loan from BestEgg.com. Visit BestEgg.com/plan. BestEgg.com/plan. BestEgg.com/plan.
.9 to go here in the first. It's Curry. Walls is on him. Got by Rivers. Good at the cutters.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
Unbelievable.
I agree, man. Unbelievable was the fact that Milwaukee was able to force not one, but two overtimes against Toronto. Did not play their best game. I look at it in a completely different way. Be encouraged, people. If you're a Milwaukee Bucks fan, be encouraged. The analytics on the situation is they don't do this two games in a row. We'll see if it holds the form. May or may not. But bottom line is, we may have a series going back to Milwaukee for game 5. Or Milwaukee can step back up, take the punch that they took in game 3, and give a punch of their own in game 4. It's going to be interesting. Going to be very interesting. Kawhi Leonard's been real good, man. I got to give the guy credit. Dude's been good. Dude has made plays for Toronto. He continues to score 30-plus a night, and he does look like one of the best players in the league. I wonder how significant, if at all, the slight little injury to his leg will be. Because it didn't look like he had the same push like throughout the whole game after that early layup that he got and came down a little funky. So I will be a little bit interested to see if there's any effects. And again, dude's logging a lot of minutes, man. They're playing what, a 58-minute game, right? If it's 48 minutes, and then they got two overtimes, 58 minutes, this guy's playing 52 of the 58. And I'm not saying that he can't do it. I'm just saying that ultimately, that's a lot of minutes to be logging, and he's been logging 40-plus on a nightly anyway. And I think that that's ultimately what we're seeing happen to Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum in that series a little bit. It's starting to wear down. Fourth quarter, they're not hitting those shots. And Kawhi's definitely had his moments in this series where late in the ball game, he hasn't had the same type of legs. He was at home. It was game 3. They had all kinds of energy. They definitely were able to feed off of that crowd. Will they be able to do it again for game 4? I don't know. Going to be a real, real fun series, though. Either way, whether Milwaukee wins that game 4 and goes back for a closeout game in game 5, or things get knotted up, then it becomes a best of 3. Nobody said it was going to be easy for anybody. I mean, Golden State struggled up until this round. And they struggled where people didn't think they would struggle. I didn't think they'd struggle with Portland. I thought it'd go 5 with Portland the same way I think Milwaukee rebounds and they go 5 and they'd be Toronto in 5. I mean, Toronto's hit them like 2 out of the 3 games that they've played. Toronto has hit them with the best that they can do. Game 1, they hit them with everything they had, and they lost by 8. Game 2, Milwaukee just lit their asses up. And then in Game 3, Milwaukee struggles, and they only lose by 6 points in double overtime. Here's my point. Milwaukee and your fans, you do not need to necessarily be worried. You do need to take care of business in Game 3, or Game 4, I'm sorry, because you lost Game 3 where you probably shouldn't have been in it, but you had opportunities, even with that being said, and you didn't take advantage of them. So hopefully you're pissed off. Hopefully Giannis has that look in his eye, like where he wants to take people's head off and rip out their eyes and, you know what, down their brain. You know, just got to have that killer instinct. Got to have that killer instinct, people. All right, so want to flip gears a little bit just to the other series for a quick moment. And seriously, I do think in a weird way, the Golden State Warriors move the ball a little bit better when Kevin Durant isn't on the floor. And some of the other guys have to step up and make plays, and more things are expected of them, and they're capable of those things. But they don't get the opportunity when KD, Dre, and Clay, and Steph, and Iguodala, and all these other guys are getting the spotlight all the time. Quinn Cook can ball. Looney can ball. Sean Livingston can ball. Jericho has shown that he can play. Like, everybody's contributing for them now all of a sudden. I think Steve Kerr forgot he had that good of a bench. I really do. Really do. I think he forgot. They got a great shot to close things out. I really think they do. But it would really be nice, with that being said, to see Portland scrap and claw and give you everything they have. And here's like what's kind of weird a little bit here. Portland has had the lead, like big leads, in Game 2 and Game 3. But Golden State has that uncanny knack for being able to weather that storm, be down a bunch of points, and all of a sudden go on that 13, 16-point run. And before you know it, this team that was down by 7 is now up by 9 or 10. You just have to be ready for it. And the truth is you just never know when it's coming. Golden State favored by 3.5. Do the Blazers have one game in them? I don't know. Damian Lillard and CJ McCollum, those guys they've logged a lot of minutes. They've carried a lot of the weight, man. So it's going to take a heroic effort to get one. It's going to take a heroic effort. All right, I do want to switch a little gears. Let's talk a little NFL real quick. Some craziness is going on there. You know, you have Patrick Peterson with what happened with him in the Arizona Cardinals. And I think you got to kind of understand the story. Patrick Peterson and the Cardinals both knew that this was coming. They knew that the suspension was coming for the PEDs. What did Patrick Peterson try to do? He tried to restructure his contract and try to have basically the Cardinals, you know, give him more money to kind of make up for the loss of money, if you will. And again, ultimately, I usually think the Cardinals don't know what the hell they're doing. On this one, though, I'm totally with them. I mean, you did the crime, so you got to do the time. It was your fault. But with that being said, I love how Peterson handled it. Dude was straightforward and said, look, I did it, man. I did it. I take blame. I'm apologizing to the organization. I'm apologizing to the Cardinal fans. Did not try to walk his way out of this thing. Owned up to it. Don't see athletes do that very often. So good to see. Good to see you by Patrick Peterson doing that. Couple other things happening. Chris Long retiring after 11 seasons, two-time Super Bowl champion with those, one with the Patriots, I believe, and one with the with the Philadelphia Eagles. That'd be kind of cool. Win one with the Patriots, win one with the Eagles. It's pretty solid stuff. But had a pretty good career. Not one of those careers like where you're going to be seeing his face and what he does all the time. That's what happens with linemen. You don't necessarily know who these guys are. They're not the stars of the teams. Offensive and defensive linemen. But they're the ones creating holes and stuffing holes, if you will. I mean, those guys are so important on the O-line and the D-line. But really good, solid career. Son of Howie Long. I don't know if I'm buying what Odell Beckham is selling or what the coach is selling, I should say, Kitchens, about Odell needing to get mentally prepared. And then I also hear other people make excuses like, oh, he may have had some other things on his calendar, like things that he had obligations with for the New York Giants. Excuse me? What the hell are you talking about? It's like the middle of May. This guy has no other responsibility other than to get some familiarity between he and Baker Mayfield, if you ask me. Like, chemistry isn't built over freaking night, man. You guys got to, like, basically know each other's last word of each sentence. To me, that's the way a receiver-quarterback relationship needs to be. And even though, like, Big Ben and Antonio Brown had all those issues, he delivered the ball to the guy on point. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I think if Odell wants to be able to talk the talk that he's walking and saying that the Cleveland Browns are going to be all this and that and a bag of chips – well, dude, don't you think that you should be showing up to the OTAs, and don't you think that you should be building that chemistry and that camaraderie with your guys? These are the dudes you're going to go to war with. I know it happens in August and September and October, November, and December. I get it, man. I get it. And this is the off season. But I'm not buying what you're selling, man. Needing to get mentally prepared and having people say, look, he may have had other obligations that he had to fulfill and this and that and the other. Not buying it, man. Not buying it. All right, real quickly, Brooks Koepka, like I said, two-time back-to-back PGA champion. Wins that thing. Kind of gets lucky, man, to be honest with you. And then those St. Louis Blues. Wow, they look real, real sharp, man. Opportunity for them to close things out back in St. Louis. And maybe be playing the Boston Bruins for the Stanley Cup Finals, man. Anyways, I hear the music behind me. It means I got to take one more final pause for the cause. I'll be back to put a bow on it like I always do, parting shot style. I'm Andy Dorf, Weekend Recap, and this is Sports Overnight. I'll be back.
On first and 10, up by two. Baker, play action fake. Look, shoulder fake. Looking down the middle for Fells. He caught it, and he's wide open. 10, 5, touchdown, Darren Fells. 49 yards.
On second and goal, he turns. Play action fake. Lobs end zone. Landry up in the air. Caught it. Left corner. Touchdown.
And throws Beckham. A diving catch. What a catch. Odell Beckham Jr. for Giants. Touchdown.
You have got to be kidding me.
You're listening to Sports Overnight America.
I'm deeply sorry for my irresponsible and selfish behavior
I engaged in.
Being a new parent means every high and low you can imagine. But Evos can make it all easier with a baby monitor you can trust. Go to myevos.com. That's myevoz.com to see how Evos can be the eyes and ears of your nursery. Evos works with your smartphone to provide a live audio and HD video connection to your baby anytime and anywhere. On a date, at work, away on business, even serving your country overseas, Evos helps you never miss a moment. Whether your baby is with a sitter, your partner, a grandparent, or a friend, you'll be right there too. And with unique features like smart alerts that know the difference between a barking dog and your baby crying, extensive sleep tracking data, and state-of-the-art security features for your peace of mind, Evos is the smart baby monitor for connected parents. And enter the code SPORTS at checkout for $20 off. That's myevoz.com. M-Y-E-V-O-Z.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1-week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
Do you have a problem hearing the television? Do you need to crank up the volume so loud your family is screaming at you? Then put on your TV ears. TV ears has helped millions of people just like you hear TV loud and clear without cranking up the volume. For about $60 with a 30-day free trial, you can get your own set of TV ears. When you wear TV ears, you can mute the TV volume for private listening or let others watch TV with you. Order in the next 10 minutes and take us up on our 30-day home trial and very special price. TV Ears is a brand hearing professionals have trusted for more than 20 years. And through this special radio offer, you can get your very own for just $60. Just mention promo code RADIO. So put on your TV ears and make everyone happy.
800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. 800-984-4207. That's 800-984-4207.
Units in the spacing, but Miles opens up Kevin Love for a three-pointer. Miles the pull-up and rims in at one. Chance
this
at a three-pointer.
This is Sports Overnight America, the weekend recap with Andy Dorf.
All righty, everybody. Final time of coming at you here on the weekend recap in Sports Overnight America. Love doing it each and every Sunday night, man, starting at 10 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Always check me out on Twitter, Dorf on Sports or Dorf Online. You can always check out my website, too. It's DorfOnSportsRadio.com. A couple of parting shots as I get out of here this evening. It was a really good week of sports, man. Really good week of sports. Brooks Koepka started the PGA Championship in such a great way, really put himself in a position to basically not be able to fail, because ultimately played terrible on Sunday. And I'm not taking anything away from the guy. Weather was tough. 74 in a final round, though. DJ makes another shot or two, makes this thing even a little bit more interesting. We could have been talking about one of the bigger collapses of all time. But truth be told, great job. Back-to-back, doing anything is difficult. Milwaukee, respond, man. You got to step up, please. Game four, show me what you're made of. Game three wasn't the best that you could do, but I know you'll come out and play better in game four. Golden State, hopefully Portland can show up, man. And then the NHL, Blues, get it done, man. Then you have a chance to play Boston. For Scott, I got to get the heck out of Dodge. I'm Andy Dorf. It was the weekend recap, and this is Sports Overnight America.